North America, South America, Europe. We're taking you all over in today's show, and we're starting with a trip from one Washington landmark to another. Start at the White House. You know who lives there. This week he's heading over to the U.S. Capitol building, except for when they're invited to make a speech to Congress, it's a trip that presidents don't make too often. President Obama is making it three times this week. He went to Capitol Hill yesterday, and he's scheduled to go back today and tomorrow. He's meeting with members of Congress, House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, and he's planning to talk about some of the big political issues facing the country: guns, immigration, the federal budget. Congress is getting ready to debate the budget, but if they want to pass one, members of the House and Senate and President Obama will all have to work together. Representative Paul Ryan, the Republican chairman of the House Budget Committee, announced his budget proposal yesterday. Senate Democrats are planning to announce theirs today, and President Obama could release his budget proposal in early April. Next up, we're heading across the Atlantic Ocean to Vatican City, the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church. The head of that church is the Pope, and the conclave to select the new Pope started yesterday. 115 cardinals, other Catholic leaders from around the world have gathered at the Vatican. Yesterday, they made their way into the Sistine Chapel, and then the doors were shut behind them. The cardinals stay in isolation during the voting process.
As the cardinals come in, they will take a vow of secrecy. There will be no cell phones, no pagers, no newspapers, no messages to the outside of any sort, because it's very important that they keep their considerations here private. Then, when it comes time for a vote, each of the cardinals will get a piece of paper, which he will write upon, and say, in effect, this is my vote for the Pope. He will fold his piece of paper twice, he will hold it overhead, and then walk right down the center aisle, alone, to the front, where he will kneel at the altar for a moment. Then, he will drop his paper into a receptacle upon the altar.
All right, this is how the results are announced. Black smoke from yesterday's vote means the cardinals did not select a new pope. When one is elected, you'll see white smoke.